All right, let's move on to the remaining regular agenda, starting with item 309.
Extend contract with Xerox State and Local Solutions, Inc. for the red light camera system and increase the not-to-exceed amount by $1 million.
And 310 while you're at it, I think.
Extend contract with Xerox State and Local Solutions, Inc. for the photo radar system and increase the not-to-exceed amount by $3,500,000.
Captain Sheffer's here, along with others from the Bureau, to tell us what we're about here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Mayor, Council.
Kelly Sheffer, Captain with the Portland Police Bureau Traffic Division.
Bob Dilgazy, Portland Police Fiscal Services.
Sergeant David Abrahamson, Traffic Division.
And I'm going to defer to Sergeant Abrahamson.
Okay. So, Mayor and Council, we are here actually to renew our contract with Xerox State and Local Solutions, who has managed for years our photo enforcement here in Portland. Currently, this is not to exceed amount is $1 million, which the ordinance amends the contract. And additionally, photo and radar system and increased not to exceed the amount by $3.5 million. There's absolutely no change in our contract. And this increase, this is actually covering the costs which were in place to the previous contract, which our business manager, Bob Dilgazy, can address better than I can. This has been an effective program. We have addressed community issues from neighborhood associations, from school zones, and from areas where we're receiving calls, both at the Traffic Division and Department of Transportation, to meet and provide a service which has been beneficial to the public.
And it's important to note this is continuing what we do now. It's unrelated to the legislature's discussion about potentially changing the rules about photo radar, but this is to continue our current program under current law.
This is correct, right. Yes.
Was there a new request for proposal issued for both of these programs? And Xerox
this contract
scored well and won it, or are we? What's the basis under which we're renewing it?
Good question. This contract is being extended and the amount increased within the parameters that Procurement Services has to set up on contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So it has an extension. There's a capacity to do an extension and to increase the dollar amount. And it is, at this point, necessary to increase the dollar amount in order to maintain the operations to the future. When we get to the end of the contract, it would normally be part of a competitive process, but that's a few years out.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I have some questions. On the first ordinance, what kinds of infractions are ticketed and fined with the red light camera? Is it just running the red light, or is it turning right on red, being too far into the crosswalk?
This is actually red light. So if somebody is blowing a red light and it's set for time, and it's captured over a 12-second video. So it's in still format, the vehicle's approaching, you see the violation at the intersection, and then you see a final still after they complete and are proceeding through the intersection. So this is specifically for red lights. It's not for speed, it's not for other infractions.
Thank you. What's the difference between the wet film camera and the digital technology, and why do we need to change?
Yeah, and that's just as things have developed, no pun intended, as they progress with our technology, they've gone from the old wet film, which is traditionally how film was processed and developed, in hard form, and now it's in digital format. So it can be viewed online. It can be viewed, through via computers instead of having to actually look at a photo in hand.
So are these public records? Could somebody request to get the photographs?
They could, yeah. I mean, they're public records. And sure, these are available to any violator that's actually mailed out with a pamphlet and a copy of the violation, so they can actually go online and actually observe this and view it for themselves, too.
How long do the records get kept for?
I believe at least 5 years.
And can they be used for other purposes other than the red light blowing?
At this time, we don't. I mean, we really have established good parameters, even my predecessor before me, and currently what we have in place where we don't use these for any other not even investigations. If an officer wants to call and say, hey, I think we had a crime at this location, even hit runs, which I oversee too, we still go through a subpoena process in order to get those. So we aren't using those for other issues at this time.
So even your own staff are not allowed to use them for investigations?
Yeah. At this point, we haven't, no. Yeah.
Good. And I've been told that this is cost neutral. Does this mean that we collect $1 million from these tickets?
Yes. Over time, the cost of the program is roughly reimbursed by the revenue that we receive. One of the things that I think is important to understand is how the revenue actually flows. Under Oregon state law, the first $60 of revenue that comes in from a citation that's paid is kept by the state. If there's any fund past that $60, it's split 50-50 between the jurisdiction where the officer has issued the citation and the state. So if there's a $100 citation paid, the state takes the first 60, the remaining 40 is split 50-50, the city would get 20.
Wow. But we still are going to make $1 million over 5 years to repay us for this?
If it was a $100 ticket and we received $20 for every one of them, we would not break even. It would cost money to issue the citations.
So then where does the money come from?
What happens is the citations are written for higher dollar amounts. They can be bargained down, so to speak, in traffic court, and that can happen. And the fines occur on across the spectrum from a presumptive fine, which is what you would see when you receive a ticket. There's a maximum that it can be raised to, and then there's a minimum below which it cannot be dropped.
So since this is a renewal, could you get me the information about how did we make money on this? Did we lose money on this over the previous contract?
Sure, I have a summary I can provide you.
Thank you. And then on the second ordinance, 310, again, what does the record identifying information do? Is there a standard report for what goes into this record collection?
Maybe you could rephrase that so I understand properly. Are you asking as far as what, as far as video or as far as if it's a photo that's...
So this is, again, is to detect speeding violations, right?
This is correct, yeah.
So this is a machine that's driving around and somebody whips past the machine and it takes the pictures again, right? Or
right.
How does that, what in the speeding violation, what's the record that is kept?
So it's actually, again, you have video and you actually have photos on this. And so the photos are kept. And again, these records are kept for many years. And I don't know if Vince, are you here? Or actually, Vendor's here too. If you want to ask him questions, he could actually probably.
So is there a standard report that's given to Portland Police or to OMF or somebody about?
Yes, and we meet weekly with the vendor.
Okay.
And so we look at citations. There's a process that is lengthy. We could go into greater detail, but it's every single week we meet. If people have, if they have issue with a ticket, then that goes through a process where it's viewed and reviewed. And I don't know how many years they actually keep the records. I can't tell you how many years they keep the records.
They keep the records, okay. So do we get, again, I'm...
We have access to all these actually to go online to observe offenses.
And is it the same regulation for this camera that they're sealed off from other investigations?
That is correct.
Thank you.
So what, you review all the violations, right?
Officers, yeah, or
officers
myself,
okay.
Yes. Correct.
So what percentage of the violations that are issued are people texting or talking on the cell phone in the pictures?
You know, I see a handful that come through every single week, but I wouldn't say it's a large amount.
And do you then
we can't cite for that?
Not currently, no.
Oh, really? I don't know.
It's just speed. Just speed.
Now, if an officer sees them doing it, as opposed to a camera seeing them doing it, we can cite for both violations, right?
This is correct. Yeah.
So if a traffic officer sees somebody going through a red light, talking on their cell phone or texting, they can cite them for both violations. But if it's caught on a red light camera, we can only cite for the red light violation.
Is that a matter of state law or bureau policy?
You would actually have to inject new legislation law for that, I believe.
That is state
currently,
law. Yeah.
Currently, right. That you're not, we aren't able to do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good point. One might think that it would be reasonable to cite for both.
Right.
So maybe the legislature can look at that issue too.
Yeah, definitely not to say distracted driving is an issue because it is.
Yeah. Okay. Other questions for the Bureau? So some follow-up needed. later. Great. Thank you all very much.
Thank
you. See if there's anyone else who wants to speak on these items.
For the record, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. We hate these red light cameras. We just hate them because they're revenue base. So the cost to run this operation costs about, what, $1 million, apparently, because it's a neutral level of taking in monies. So if that's true, then it's very expensive to operate. You create this system where when you look at this, if you're losing money, you're more apt to say, okay, then maybe we should be a little more strict in doing this because we need to generate money. Every time we have a protest in this city, we have 10 times the number of police that you should have. 10 times at least. We have them all lined up. Why not use the police for what the police are supposed to do, and that's to do traffic control. That's what police can do. They do that really well. Instead of having these cameras, there's something very wrong with a civilization that does this, and every city does it. I know that. Doesn't make it right. Somewhere along the line, you have to say, look, if this is revenue neutral, then why are we doing it? If we're not even making a profit on this thing, then why are we doing it?
We're doing it to save lives, Mr. Walsh.
Pardon, sir?
We're doing it to save lives, making people
obey. Save lives. No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
Then you could put a policeman on those areas that have people running red lights. Now, you know where they're running.
Wait,
let me finish. Let me finish. You know where they're running red lights. You could put a policeman there, and I'm telling you right now, if a policeman's standing there, nobody's going to run a red light, or very few, or really stupid people. So that's what police officers do. They do traffic control. To do cameras is the spy in the sky, and there's no way to get around it there, Commissioner Novick. Thank you. Okay,
thank you. All right, anyone else? Roll call vote on 309, please.
Fritz?
I appreciate the answers to my question. I look forward to seeing the financial reports. To me, the fact that it is revenue neutral means that we're not just trying to get money, especially now that I learned that we're getting money for the state. That's very nice of us. I do think that these are help to promote safety and saving lives in a more cost-effective way than having police officers on every corner. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
This is a very important investment in safety. Aye.
Hales?
Well, we've had entirely too much agreement in this chamber lately, Joe, so I have to tell you I completely disagree with you. I love these cameras because they do save lives, and we have killed twice as many people every year for the last couple of years with cars as we have through homicides in this city. And that's a typical year for us. So what the traffic division does is really important. And something that I think we have to always remind people, which is that driving a motor vehicle is a privilege. It is not a right. Supervising people in the operation of a privilege, driving a motor vehicle on a public street, it's completely reasonable that we use cameras and radars and other means besides the most expensive and difficult one, which is a police officer trying to supervise traffic operations. It's completely reasonable. So this is a privilege that needs to be regulated. This is a good way to do it. Thank you for good work and continuing this program. Aye. 310, roll call.
Fritz?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Okay, 311.